Welcome to Sportsmen of Colorado, Colorado's premier outdoor radio show, heard every Saturday afternoon on KLZ 560, with insights on hunting, fishing, archery, guns, and ammo from Colorado's top outfitters, featuring the industry's leading experts on how to enhance your experience in the great outdoors. Now, here's your host, Scott Whatley.
Welcome to Sportsman of Colorado. Thank you so much for joining us today. We have a great show lined up for you today, and got two of our great friends in studio. It's been several weeks and actually months since these ladies have been able to join us in studio, but glad to have them. That's Lisa Thompson and Donnell Johnson. You will see them a lot with Hunt Data and a lot of the shows that we do around town. And ladies, welcome.
Thanks for having us. It's great to be here again.
Great to see you guys.
Thank you for having us.
Now, in being very open with everybody, we are pre-taping this segment because they are actually doing seminars today as the show airs, and we'll be talking about that in a little bit later here in the show. But we thought since the new big game brochure just came out, we would kind of open that up and touch on a few high points that you need to go over. And so, but let's first reflect a little bit for last season. Donnell, you can start first. Tell us about your hunting season last season.
You know, we had a really good season. I had a great season. It was hard. Mm-hmm. It was still warm again in archery. I feel very blessed to have got a cow elk this year in archery, and then I got a rifle elk later in the season. And had a couple antelope. We got a buck and a doe. And then Lisa and I also harvested a whitetail in Nebraska. So
Wow. We
had a really good season. A lot of meat. Freezers are full and fed a lot of friends.
Good deal. So Lisa, now are y'all on most hunts together? Do y'all hunt separate or do y'all always hunt together?
Yeah, she actually shot a really nice 6x6 without me this year.
Okay, wow. So.
Sometimes we hunt it separate because of circumstances, and Donnell has a beautiful grandson, and so when I was hunting, she was out visiting him for his first birthday.
Oh, gotcha.
But I was on a hunt with my brother. We had went to antelope hunting in Wyoming, and he got his antelope, a really nice buck. And I told him I happened to have an opening day rifle season the next day. So him and I got up early, and we got there opening day and whatnot, and got into some fresh sign, but didn't see anything, and we were really into fishing for some reason. Fall fishing on the North Platte was what we wanted to do, too. So we just hunted in the morning and fished in the afternoon. And then the next day, we did the same thing and had a few shots around us and just didn't find the elk. And actually walking in, I shouldn't say that, we did see some cows. And as we were walking out, planning our fishing again, I walked into a bull and at 5 yards. And he looked at me, and I looked at him, and I shot him, and it was a nice 6-point. And that's crazy. I've never had that happen. They've walked into me, but him and I kind of walked into each other, and it kind of was really crazy. So
that's awesome. All right. The new brochure is out, and we're all excited when we see that in the mail. And April 4th, I guess the first thing we can start with, April 4th is the deadline. So don't mess around and be late for getting your applications in. But you know, I called Colorado Parks and Wildlife this morning and was talking with a gentleman over there, and we're going to go through a lot of different things of common mistakes that people can make when filling out your licenses. But one thing that they told me, boy, do it online. Don't do the handwritten thing. That's where mistakes can occur. The online process will correct your mistake, or no, not correct your mistakes, but stop you.
Exactly.
You can't go any further.
It won't
right?
let you go further.
Yeah.
Right.
And so he said just a few of the things there real quick is underpayment. People won't put the full payment that they need to. Submitting multiple applications. I said, what do you mean? He says, well, people go online and do it. Then they send in a paper one. If you do that, you are disqualified from the draw.
Oh, wow.
So don't do that. Okay. And then he said, you know, you're filling out the paper one. A lot of people don't include the habitat stamp. Therefore, again, the dollar figure's off. And then, you know, you're out. And then a black pen. He said, make sure you use a black pen when filling those out. And then the hunt codes, and we'll kind of go through what some of those look like. But the last three digits, a lot of people will make it'll make it a zero and not an O.
Oh,
and O
yes.
is for open, he said.
That's true.
So he said that's a few of the big, big mistakes on there. But again, I guess the first thing is just read it. And no matter how long we've been hunting, just go through there and read it and make yourself familiar. And all the new stuff's right up front.
Well, this is the last year they're even letting you do a paper application. Next year, it's all online.
Oh, okay.
So you might as well go ahead and get on online this year.
Right, right.
Well, and the other thing, when you do it online, it's really handy, too, to get verified. And I don't even know if we're going to talk about that, but being verified really a key thing. And people don't understand that until they go to trade in a tag or pick up a leftover and they're not verified and they don't have this.
With their hunter safety.
Yeah. And that's what we mean, verify with your hunter safety. And what is that, after 1940-something?
I don't know. And she, I actually talked to Parks and Wildlife today, too. They actually are letting military test out. So they have the ability to test out as well.
Okay.
So if they're in a position where they can do that, and usually that would be like a military person.
Right. Okay. Now, one thing that is new, and right inside the front cover, you will see what's new. And one of the things that got passed this last year is the pink. You can wear pink now instead of the blaze orange. That's still 500 square inches, but one warning in there was no pink camo, because you guys see it as you're shopping for ladies' things. Mm-hmm. There's all these cool camo pink prints, but that's not legal.
It's not legal. It's correct. Yeah. And okay. There is a video on your Facebook, Scott, that you can share then to Sportsman of Colorado. It has all the highlights, including the pink.
Okay, great. Yeah, so go to Sportsman of Colorado on Facebook. Also, you can follow them on Hunt Data and figure out where all they're going to be. And they post a lot of things about their seminars, again, which we'll touch before the end of the show today. A lot of youth hunt info. Boy, it seems like there's a ton, which we're glad, there's a lot of tremendous programs for youth. A lot.
Absolutely.
If you're 18 and under and your mom and dad or whoever, grandma and grandpa, are willing to take you out, you've got some great hunts out there and that need to be applied for.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. And one thing that I was not aware of, because I've never done this, but when they talked about applying as a group. So, Donnell, why don't you take a minute and go over some of the things as a group?
So, for example, I have 7 points this year for elk. If Lisa wanted to apply with me in an area that, let's say it took 6 points and she has 2 points, if we apply as a group, it's going to go to the lowest number in the group. So if we apply as a group, we have to put everything identical, everything from first, second, third, fourth choice. Everything has to be identical. But you have to remember, just because I have enough points to get drawn, everything will get thrown out because she does not. It's not like we split points or share points or any of those things. If I really want to get drawn, then Lisa needs to apply by herself. See you later.
Right.
So, that's really important all the way from first. And that was something that we talked about that we were surprised about. Even if we just did first choice the same and then we did second, third, fourth different, the application would get thrown out. So.
Right. And then a couple other things were on there. So you must apply for the same hunt code. Now, this was even a little confusing to me. It said you must apply for that, but if someone wants to go to a cow elk or a doe instead of a buck, you can do that. So I don't know how you apply for the same hunt code, so I'm going to ask them that question, and yet you can change the sex of the animal that you may want to hunt. But you all must apply for the same unit. You must all apply for the same season. You must all apply for the same method of take. And as Donnell just said, your first, second, third, and fourth choices all must be the same. Any errors from anybody disqualifies the entire group. And that could be a bummer.
That could be lethal.
That could be lethal.
That's
to the
I'm
friend.
That's why I'm going by
yeah.
myself.
That's why. Yeah. Your group may get smaller if your buddy makes a mistake and knocks all you guys out or
gals
out.
I love you, bud.
Yeah. So just be very, very careful with that group thing. And then, and again, when I talked to them this morning, they gave us a few things that they wanted us to point out with this. But and this sounds so simple, but each year there are several violations in this. And they said on page 13, just the big game species identification. Have you guys heard personally of any stories or known anybody that?
I hear of it every year where somebody shoots a moose and they think it's a cow elk or bull elk or something, and I don't even understand that unless they mix drugs and alcohol. I really don't understand. They don't look anything alike. So hunter safety, they teach that over and over. Know your target. You know, you don't just shoot into a bush. We've talked about that before. We've heard of bad things happening. And so you know your target. If you don't know your target, you don't take the shot.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Now, let's bring that up, because I talked to them about this morning, and I was asking them. They said it is coming up next year again, pretty heavy, to see about archery folks wearing orange.
Right. I have not heard anything new with that. But the thing that I do is, even though it's not legal orange, I will wear like a camo orange hat. Mm-hmm. So it's not legal, but I'm not required to wear orange, right? But I'm out there with muzzleloaders. So I want them to know I'm a bow hunter, and the highest point on me is my head. So I will throw on just like a camo orange when I'm archery hunting, when I know the muzzleloaders are out there.
Sure. Because most of your stuff's public land that you guys hunt on.
Yeah, we are. And I do a ton of calling. Right. So I call in a muzzleloader almost every year. Mm-hmm. So
now that decoy that I got from you guys, that thing is so cool. Let's talk about that a minute, because I mean that was cool.
We have a new 3D decoy made by Wayne Carlton. Native by Carlton is his new website that he is coming out with some new products. He's got a bunch of new custom calls that he's put together. He has one specifically called the Green Weenie that I absolutely love. But the 3D decoy, he actually made the nose of it. They took a photograph of an elk and made the nose three-dimensional, and it looks real.
No, I'm telling you, it looks very real. I set it up and set it behind a chair in the house, and Victoria walked around the corner. I think she thought an elk had walked in and hid behind the chair. But, I mean, it was that is a very cool and easy to – carry and
he actually uses it to flag. So if you got a bull, maybe a meadow over, and he'll hold it up a little higher to get their attention. Once he's got him coming in, then he'll secure it. And one of the things too, it's got a double backing on it, so the sun doesn't show it through it. With sometimes with the Montana decoys, you get you can see through them. It's thinner, so he's got a thicker backing on that, which is nice. Lisa and I took Parks and Wildlife out for a video shoot, and we literally put it up, and we had two bulls within five. Now he'd been doing some calling as we went in, but then we got to our top meadow, set it up, and we had two bulls within 10 minutes come into our meadow. It was pretty cool.
Wow. You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. Lisa Thompson, Donnell Johnson in studio with us. When we come back, another big important thing that's changing this year is about chronic wasting disease. So we're going to fill you in on that and much more, let you know where the ladies will be today and doing some seminars for us on intro to spring turkey. We got to take a short break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
In a flash, from out of nowhere, your whole life can change forever. It happened so quickly, nobody saw it coming. Soon, the medical bills will be arriving.
Will insurance cover your injuries? Does the other driver have assets? Should I sue?
It was his fault, after all. After an accident, you need to call the law offices of FleshLaw. FleshLaw will never settle until you are fully compensated for your injuries.
Call 303-806-8886 for the Flesh Law Firm. 303-806-8886. Online, go to fleshlawfirm.com.
Flesh Law, the trial-tested, trial-ready attorneys.
A clean smile is a happy smile, not just for us, but for our pets as well. February is National Pet Dental Health Month, and if your pet has tartar, bad breath, or troubled chewing, why not help your pet feel better? Clean, healthy teeth and gums are key to preventing gum disease, tooth loss, and bad bacteria that cause liver, kidney, and heart problems. February 1st through the 28th, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center is offering free oral screens, $25 off full mouth x-rays, 50% off tooth brushing, and you'll receive a dental gift basket entry with any dental procedure. Give your pet a clean and happy smile today. Call 303-708-8050. That's 303-708-8050. Check out all that Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center has to offer at lonetreevet.com.
Hi, Dan Johnson, General Manager at Len Lyle Chevrolet. You know, I hear it all the time. If you give me a good enough deal, I'll buy your vehicle. So here it is, a 2017 Crew Cab 4x4 loaded for up to $11,000 off MSRP. Or how about a 2017 Chevy Cruze, sign and drive lease for only $199 a month? Heck, that's cheaper than a used car. And we'll pay top dollar for your trade-in. So go east and pay the lease. Len Lyle Chevrolet, I-225 in East Colfax, or on the web at lenlylechevy.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. If you're just joining us, my name is Scott Watley. I have Lisa Thompson in studio and Donnell Johnson, and you guys are pro staffers with so many things. But Lisa, name some of your sponsors and companies.
I'm on the pro staff with Mossy Oak, along with Donnell, Cabela's, PSE,
Farrandine. Outdoors, they are Muzzy.
Muzzy Nocturnal.
We love Nocturnals.
Yes. Am I missing somebody? I think that's it. Hunter's Specialties.
Spy Point.
Okay.
And Spy Point.
And most of y'all are the same, except you're with Bass Pro.
I went with Bass Pro. She went with Cabela's. Part of that was strategic because we teach a lot of classes in both stores, and we have products in both stores. So.
Absolutely. So let's talk about this walk-in. Now, again, this is on page one, but Big Game is now included in walk-in access program. And so this is a CPW is initiating a pilot Big Game access component within the walk-in access program for 2017. And it says that will allow public access to some of the properties for deer, elk, and pronghorn hunting within the season dates of September 1st through December 31st. So that's pretty cool.
That's really cool, yeah.
There's a lot of walk-in out
there. There's a lot of walk-in.
Right. Especially on the Eastern Plains.
Well, let's touch on this because nothing can ruin a hunt more than being lost, okay? So let's talk about your maps for a minute, hunt data.
So we have maps, over 3,000 maps for Colorado, everything from Eastern Plains, pheasant, turkey, goose, to everything west of I-25 with your deer, elk, antelope, bighorn sheep. Actually, bighorn sheep and mountain goat, we actually have kill sites for those animals as well. So when you're hiking around, you can actually put your phone in airplane mode. You just load the map here before you leave home in 3G or Wi-Fi.
Right.
And once you're out there, you know your boundaries. And we did have a boundary change this year in Unit 16. So you want to make sure you're in the right unit because nothing will get you in trouble faster than, especially down in some of those areas where I'm trying to draw this year, right next to it's an over-the-counter unit. And they actually sit there and ticket guys that are walk across those boundaries. So you want to know exactly where you're at. You want to make sure you're on public land, and we also show concentrations of the animals, and we update that every year with satellite images and topography maps. So again, you can turn your tracks on, drop a point, and we always tell people send a point to your loved ones so that if you get in, and a lot of people think, well, it's got to be December. You can have snow drop on you in December or September, so you just never know when you're going to get into a critical situation. So.
Okay, and it looks like there's boundary changes to two units, 16 and 27.
Okay.
And so, again, cannot stress enough, you ought to go through this, the new brochure, and just read it. And I did that this morning, preparing for the show a little bit, and there's some things I did not know and learn. So some of the things are new, and sometimes we think we know, and a lot of times there's just myths out there, and people just go by that.
Right, so, right.
When we teach a class, one of the things I tell people, if you don't read any of the regs, I mean, if you don't read it cover to cover, just read the first five pages.
Yeah.
And for sure read the first two, what's new, because it really does change even all of us veteran hunters. It changes on us, and we hunt 16 and 27.
Right.
So really we need to know the boundary changes, and those are two areas we hunt.
That'll be changes we make in our maps as well.
I started to say,
yeah.
So that's something then once that happens, that puts work on you guys.
Yeah, and I have to reissue printed maps in the Cabela's Bass Pro Gander Mountain Sportsman's Warehouse. So yeah, it affects us big time. Yeah.
Okay. Now, CWD, chronic wasting disease. Again, on page 15 of the new brochure, right in the middle of that page, you will see a section on chronic wasting disease and what you need to know. What is it? Where is it? And mandatory testing in 2017. It does say in here that the infection rate is higher in males. And if you look inside the back cover of the brochure, which is page 65, you will see the game management units of the states, and you'll see some of the units in black. You will see some with red letters and then highlighted in yellow. Those are the units that have the CWD, the chronic wasting test program. Have you guys ever had a deer test out?
No, I have not.
I have in 161, but that was years ago.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So you take the skull in.
Okay, and so I was going to ask you, I've never done that. Is that what you do? You take the skull.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They prefer the whole animal, but I meant they want the head.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, some very important dates, again, we can talk about real quick. April 4th is the application deadline. June the 1st, the draw results will be posted by this date. June 23rd, licenses will be in the mail. July 7th, if you didn't get it, you'll get your refund in the mail. And then leftover licenses will be June 7th. This is the leftover draw applications. It will be accepted starting on that date. July 4th, leftover draw application deadline. And then July 17th, the leftover draw results are posted. And all this is listed in the book. So just go through there. Now, what do you guys suggest on the leftover? Do you guys always check if you don't get something that you want to go in the leftover, or how do y'all do it?
You know, I'll let Lisa talk about that because she does. I haven't, but she's not going to do that anymore, and you can tell them why.
Well, I like doing that. I don't, I mean, you're going to get your money back either way.
Right.
So why not get the leftover list and see if there's anything on there that you want before you go into that May, all that madness in August 1st and August 2nd? If there's a license in there, you can put in for it and you can get it through the mail by the end of July or August before you have to go by phone. And if you've ever been in those leftover license lines at all the places on August 1st when it comes, yeah, it is craziness.
Yeah, it is for sure.
And it's like a civil war for some people. So I tell people, you know, if let's say you get the leftover license list in, when does it say, June? And let's say you're on vacation and you never look at it, but that's what you applied for. You still are going to get your money back one way or another. They right. still will refund you. So you're not out anything. If anything, you gain something to look at the list. And the whole leftover license changed this year from last year. Last year, pretty much anybody could go in. If there was a license available, you could have a shot at it, regardless of how many points it took. This year, that's not going to happen anymore. And it's in the first page of the regs of what's new. But my understanding is if you have 5 preference points or not more, they will call the next people in order of preference points if it's 5 or more, if that's what it took. Last year I talked to a guy out of Gunnison that drew a place that was 19 points and he bought it in the leftover draw. And you can't do that anymore this year. So understand the leftover, but the leftover.
But if it's 4 or less, it would be in there.
Yes, right? If it's 4 or less, you can go in and buy it. But not at the office. It used to be on Tuesday morning. Now it's any time, any day, whenever
it
hits
the list. So
if somebody
turns it in on Wednesday, it hits the list on Thursday, right?
It hits it at ASAP. They're going to update it every 5 minutes. It's going to be craziness because I checked my phone enough last year.
She's going to become an addict.
Right. I can't even imagine how many people are going to be checking their phones every day of those leftover licenses list. It's going to create chaos too.
I imagine. So again, get your book, go through it, read it. And, you know, I tell you can call Colorado Parks and Wildlife. And one thing, they're great about helping you. That number is 303-297-1192, at least here in Denver. And they will be glad to help you out. There's also a hunt planner gentleman there named Kevin that I talked with this morning. And they can help you in planning out your hunt. And again, if you're looking at that group, doing something as a group, I highly, highly recommend you read page 12 thoroughly before you decide to do that because, again, one mistake can really cost the whole group. And, okay, so let's talk a little bit about your seminars. And that's happening today as the show
today,
is going.
Okay. Cabela's Thornton at 10 o'clock and Cabela's Lone Tree at 2 o'clock. It's Intro to Spring Turkey Hunting. And bring your questions. We'll be doing some calling and decoys and just how to scout and how to get ready for that. So we welcome any questions you bring to us and any expertise you bring.
Okay.
But we're not always pigeon-toed just to turkey. We spend a lot of time with people even after class if they want to talk elk, deer. And then a lot of times some of our hunt data users come and they just want to know how to get, you know, how the digital software works and stuff like that. So we invite everybody. You don't just have to come for turkey. You can come for it all, and we'll eventually get to you, and we'll, you know, help you.
Okay. And, of course, since our show is from 1 to 2, and if you're hearing this, get over to Lone Tree as quick as you can. That'll be from 2 to 3, and they will be at Thornton this morning. Now, if you're hearing our show on Sunday, you missed it. Okay, we are talking about Saturday, but now our show is re-airing, by the way, on Sunday mornings from 9 to 10 a.m., which we're happy about that. And then if you're missing those, you still want to catch it, April 1st you can mark the calendar because you got, well, both of you or just
yeah,
you?
Yeah, we'll both
okay,
be there.
Okay, you'll both be there, and that'll be at the Bass Pro in Colorado Springs, 10:30 to 11:30, and that'll be an intro to spring turkey. And then 11:30 to 12:30 on April 1st, they'll be going over a little bit what we've gone over here with the big game application advice. So when you talk about that, now we've covered quite a bit there, what do you guys kind of talk about in that seminar?
You know, everything from what we just did to helping people build a strategy. And we sell a product called Big Game CD that helps people manage their preference points, which Cabela's, Big Bass Pro, all of them carry that as well. And we carry it on our website at huntdata.com. But basically, it helps them strategize. If you have 0 points or you want to use your leftover points or you want to pick up some of these leftover tags, we help them build a strategy. We help them get maps loaded so they know where the concentrations of the animals are and where the public and private land is. So we just help them. But we helped a young man this last week. week who has never had an opportunity to shoot an elk, so we helped him build a strategy for a December hunt that he wants to do, and it's actually an either sex tag, which I'm excited to, you know, we get to do that every once in a while specifically with people, and right. and they come back the next year, and sometimes they have some success, and that's a lot of fun to hear, but yeah.
So what's your favorite? Is elk your favorite for both of you?
For me, yes.
Yeah, I don't know. I like mule deer too.
She loves
right.
mule deer.
So, I love elk. There's nothing better than a bugle. It's a toss-up for me, but hunting big bucks is one of my favorite things to do, too.
And archery.
Archery, for sure. Yes. Okay. Yes.
We're just holics, you know.
Yeah. We're like addicts, and yeah.
You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado, Lisa Thompson, Donnell Johnson in studio. But again, when you're we are pre-taping this segment because they both had seminars that they're involved in. But when you're hearing this, if you can get to the Lone Tree Cabela's from 2 to 3, they will be there doing an intro to spring turkey. If you miss that, mark down April 1st. They will be at the Bass Pro in Colorado Springs, 10:30 to 11:30 a.m. for intro to spring turkey. And then from 11:30 to 12:30, they'll be helping you out with your big game application process. We've got to take a short break, and we're going to talk a little more turkey when we come back. We'll be right back.
This is Red Merrill for Phoenix Weaponry. Phoenix Weaponry is a weapon manufacturer that services the firearm enthusiast. From precision ARs to suppressors, Phoenix Weaponry can make your dreams come true. Phoenix Weaponry is a full-service gun shop that offers gunsmithing, coating, and modifications to your own weapon. Phoenix Weaponry, family-owned and operated right here in Colorado. If you can dream it, Phoenix Weaponry can build it. Call today, 720-340-2496. Again, that's 720-340-2496. Or visit their website, phoenixweaponry.com. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and receive 10% off your custom-built weapon.
What if it was possible to train your body how to burn excess fat through natural homeopathic means? Dr. Julie Marchial uses a time-tested protocol to unlock unnecessary fat stores in your body, converting fat into energy so you can experience permanent weight loss. Because this remarkable method targets only your bad fat, leaving vital stores of necessary fat untouched, your body will begin to experience balance in a new and healthier way. As Dr. Julie leads you through her unique weight loss program, your brain will gradually relearn what it means to feel full and to feel hungry. You will find many of your old cravings simply disappear. Call Dr. Julie at Ascent Health Center today to find out how KLZ hosts John Rush, Scott Watley, and Dan Muir put their bodies to work for them with unbelievable results. Call 303-343-8800. That's 303-343-8800. Or go to AscentHealthCenter.com.
This is Scott Watley for my friends at Rampart Firearms in Sedalia. This is a great store, family owned and operated. They buy, sell, trade, and consign firearms. You will find a great selection of new and pre-owned handguns, shotguns, and rifles. If you can't find the gun you want, Rampart Firearms will special order your gun at no extra cost. Found a gun on the internet? Rampart Firearms will do one firearm transfer and the background check for only $10 if you mention Sportsman of Colorado. Rampart Firearms, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050. Located at Highway 66. In Santa Fe in Sedalia. Rampart Firearms opens 7 days a week. 720-468-0050.
Wake up with Steve Curtis, weekday mornings at 6 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. If you're just joining us, my name is Scott Watley, along with Lisa Thompson and Donnell Johnson. Again, by the time this show airs, if you're somewhere near the Lone Tree Cabela's and you're a turkey hunter, you want to get there. The ladies will be there doing a seminar today. Now, if you're hearing again the show on Sundays, you missed it. We were talking about today, Saturday. They will be at that Lone Tree Cabela's from 2 to 3. And then April 1st, they will be at the Bass Pro store in Colorado Springs from 10:30 to 11:30. Again, doing another seminar on intro to spring turkey, as well as at 11:30 talking about the big game application process and giving you some good advice there. And again, be sure and check out on their maps, huntdata.com. So ladies, let's talk a little turkey. Let's talk about maybe some of the do's and don'ts. Okay, so let's talk about some of the don'ts, because I think we could all make a list of things we've messed up in different hunts and learned out there. But talk about some of the things out there. Just, man, if you want to be successful, don't do this.
Well, you know, you're asking the tom to do the opposite of what he's used to. He's out there gobbling, and he wants the hen to come to him. So you're trying to be a good enough caller to break the norm of what he's used to. So sometimes it's easy to think you're going to stalk him or do some of those things. But just from a especially if you're in public land, stalking is not a good idea in terms of safety. You're probably there's the potential of stalking another hunter. Right. And again, we've talked about know your target. Don't shoot unless you see that beautiful tom strutting in front of you. Make sure you're shooting a male, not a female. Mm-hmm. That's another don't in the spring. What would you add to that, Lise?
Oh, I think you nailed it on the head. I think... Donnell said how we're asking the tom to come to us. And I think the patience. I think what people are is they're really impatient. And so they get up and they start moving around. And turkeys are really, they can see a long ways. Mm-hmm. They can't smell, but they make it up for eyesight. And they can see you for, I swear, I think it's miles, but it's probably not miles. But anyway, I would say just stay put, stay still. I would strategize with somebody about calling. Maybe you have a caller in the back and a hunter in the front. But don't move. Do a blind. I think not enough people do blinds.
Yeah.
And I think a blind for two reasons. I think it covers up all the movement you do, and it keeps you in a place from not wanting to go stalk too. Mm-hmm. Because you are not going to get a shot. I don't believe you will get a shot stalking turkeys because they see you and they just run or they fly.
Yeah.
So I think that's the biggest don't that I would see.
So how far do you guys get apart if one of you are going to call and one's the shooter?
60 to 80 yards or more.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we do, just like we do elk hunting. When I shot my bull black powder hunting a couple years ago, Donnell never even saw me take the shot. She was about 80 yards behind me. We had that bull just screaming, but he would never show himself, and she finally stayed back, and she suggested that, and I got out front, and sure enough, it was enough that I could get a muzzleloader shot when I finally did see him. I'm not sure I would have got one otherwise if we would have stayed together.
You know, we were with that bull for over an hour and a half, and for like the first hour, it was just frustrating. It didn't matter how close we seemed to move on him, he seemed to move that much further. So I told her, I'm just going to hold up. You keep moving, and sure enough, it worked.
Hmm. What about decoys? Can you... Over decoy or
awesome.
Under decoy?
I love decoys.
I mean, you know, we do waterfowl. You know, you guys put out, you know, hundreds of decoy. But
right.
What do you need for I mean, if you get three, four, but it's got to be the right three or four look, too. So
you know, we love to get, like, a Jake, and we put real Jake feathers in it. And right. We have the body where we fan the tail. And he just loves, you know, a nice mature tom likes to beat up the other guy. I mean, if you've ever watched him fight, it's pretty mean.
Yeah.
But we love to get that Jake, and then we put a hen underneath him like they're mating. And then we fan that tail. And, man, we've had some toms come in and run up and strut next to him. We've had so much fun with that decoy. And the deer love it, too. We've had deer come up and smell and jump at it. We have some fun videos with that on our Hunting Divas. But we've had so much fun with decoys.
Now, do y'all do archery? With that as well?
Uh-huh, we do.
Okay.
Let's put it this way. We try to shoot a turkey with our bows.
It's tough.
It's after hard. Dozens of arrows, and I can't tell you how many messed up hunts, but...
Especially when we hunt in Oklahoma where it's windy, and it there's extra challenges in that. But, you know, we actually, it was a friend of ours from Primos that said, you know, shoot for a body shot, go where the feathers start changing to white instead of trying to do that. We were trying to do the headshot with a guillotine in the winds of Oklahoma, and we were getting so frustrated. But then we went just with one of our normal broadheads and pinned it right, pinned the wings and the organs, and it's a great shot. We started bringing home more birds. And
one of my favorite trophies, and a trophy's in the eye of the beholder, is my turkey that I got with a bow. Because, again, I don't want to tell you how many thousands of dollars I put in trying to get this turkey. But people talk about elk, and I love elk hunting, and I've gotten some nice bulls there. But they'll say something about a bull that I got, and I'm like, you have no idea. This turkey right here was one of the hardest things I've ever even remotely tried to get. And so it's
and a lot of people know it. Like in Colorado, we cannot bait. So it's a different game. We actually did a video shoot with Primal Instinct, and they kept talking about how dumb our Merriam birds are. And I'm like, they went away with nothing. And I said, how dumb are our Merriam birds? I mean, we can't bait. So it's a whole nother game. You know, you've got to call and get those guys to come in. And we had actually, on that video shoot, we had a hen come. We were totally setting camo down. We weren't in a tent, but we had a hen pecking around us. It's pretty cool footage that we got, but...
Now, real quick on the decoys, then. So do you have two or three? you have about three then that you put out?
We have hens. We have a sitting hen. And then we have a tom that we put over the top of her, like they're mating. Then we always have a hen off to the side, usually.
And tell about Betty.
And I'll tell you about Ugly Betty. Ugly Betty is a hen that I shot years ago, and I had her stuffed.
In the fall.
A real turkey in the fall when you can shoot hens. And I had her stuffed, and she has pegs on her, and I put a real turkey out there. On pegs.
Those toms love Betty.
And
love
my biggest challenge with Betty is keeping the toms off of her. So there's nothing. I mean, the decoys look real and stuff are somewhat in the store.
There's a lot of good decoys.
Betty's
out there.
Not a very sexy name, though. You could have come up with, like, you know that's Bambi or something. Yeah,
we
Betty.
We always start our classes with, is anybody here named Betty?
Yeah, because we don't want to.
And then we go.
It was my taxidermist guy that named her Ugly Betty. I don't think she's that ugly, but she's starting to get a little war of feathers.
She's getting pretty rough looking. She's had some days.
Yeah.
Calls. What about calls? What kind of calls you guys like?
Well, we're sponsored by Hunter's Specialty, and Wayne Carlton was with Hunter's for a long time. So I would say between Hunter's Specialty, any of their calls, and all of Wayne's calls.
You know, Primo says
Wayne Carlton,
too,
and but, yeah. I mean, there's so many good calls out there. It's like shoes and cars. You kind of pick your favorite, but we lean towards Wayne's calls.
You know, and I like to change it up. We were just talking to Wayne last week on the phone, but he was talking about putting a little bit more desire in there, not just the traditional. You know, you listen to it. You know, I don't have any with me today, but I even like the little box call where you push it and it,
yep.
You can do a really
easy.
It's easy.
You like, can, I like because you can hold your gun.
My
16-month-old
grandson
yeah.
sits there and does the purr so nice. I mean, really? Like you really can be 16 months old and do it. So you can do the purr, which it's just kind of that everything's good. It makes them feel comfortable. It's like a cat purring. It's just like everything's safe and it relaxes them. Turkeys are nervous. If you look at them, they're always like, sure. Oh, you know, so, you know, Betty gets nervous and everybody runs. I mean, they can cover some ground too, but that purring just, you know, settles everybody down. So there's just a lot of different, there's the diaphragm calls, which are nice for the archery hunters because you can be, you know, your putzing and all the different yeah. calls that we go through. I wish I'd have brought our calls today, but
yeah, we'll have to do
anyway,
that.
We'll do it again.
Well, we're known for stirring up the game in general, and we do turkey just like we do elk. I don't do a lot of things different elk hunting than I do turkey hunting, but Donella will have different calls. I have slate calls. I have box calls.
And
I have
gobbles. Yeah.
And so we do a lot of, we'll gobble to identify where they're at, and then we just start
we'll
going.
We'll do a crow call, to be honest. I mean, a crow call's awesome.
Owl.
It's
owl.
Safe.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a nice safe call to. A lot of people will even put them to bed. They'll go out there, you know, right as the sun's going down, do some crow calls, just see where they're bedding down for the evening and try to do some setup with your decoys wherever they roosted. Because they don't always, I mean, they have an area they like, but they move around a little bit more, I feel like, in the mountains. There's some, about the time I figure out where they've roosted. And we actually have turkey maps with the roosts on them, but we do tell people, you know, it's not set in stone because they will move from this tree range over, you know, one ridge over, but
okay.
But putting them to bed at night's always nice too, because then you go out there at dark 30 in the morning, set out those decoys.
Right. So how much before sunrise will you get out?
Oh, an hour.
Okay.
Give yourself some time.
They can see off the roost. They can see. Their eyesight is great, even in the dark. So you don't want to be close to a roost and setting up your stuff. You know, we're 100 yards away. We're trying to lure them off and
we do the fly down.
We do the fly down.
So if you know where the roost, don't set up 20 yards from there.
No,
because they're sitting there watching
you. But you're trying to find a nice flat area, because when they come down, they like to strut and show off in the morning.
Right.
And so we're trying to find a nice flat area. We're trying to entice them. We have a wing that we flap on our elbow, and we're just trying to simulate other birds coming our direction. So they're communal. They're going to follow each other a lot. You know, one day they might fly off the other way, but they do like to strut and find that nice flat area. So we'll set up in an area and try to appeal to them, you know.
And they don't all come off together. And that's why, you know, at that first light, when it first light, you just try to be that lightly, you know, just a nice little cluck or something that they think that a hen's come down, you know. And the reason we take a wing of a real turkey and we flap it down, because that's what it sounds like when they come down. And they think a hen has come down from one of the trees, because they're not all in the same tree.
Sure.
And stuff. And that's how you're trying to coax them to come your way. And sometimes, you know, sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't.
Right.
But
they do say a turkey resets every 15 minutes. So, and I don't know how they've proven that or but basically if it gets scared of something 15 minutes later. So if I get in there,
they'll kind of forget.
It's like, they're like Dory.
That must be more to the males.
Hi, my name's Dory.
15 minutes, we forgot.
I forgot that something was scary over there. But so if you've just scared them, they may not, but if you've set up an hour before, you've got all nice and quiet and you're set up and ready.
Yeah.
Well, cool. Again, we did have to pre-record today's show because of their seminar schedule, but by the time you hear this show, if you got a few more minutes, you can get over to the Lone Tree Cabello's to catch their seminar, Intro to Spring Turkey. And if you can't make today, again, this is Saturday, then you can catch them on April 1st. They will be at the Bass Pro in Colorado Springs from 10:30 to 11:30 doing another Intro to Spring Turkey seminar. Then 11:30 to 12:30 on April 1st, the big game application process and giving you some advice there. So, ladies, thank you very much. And we'll look forward to our next visit.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us. We always love to see you.
We got to take a short break. American Heroes in Action coming up next.
I was in this accident. It wasn't my fault, and I was seriously injured.
That's awful. Here's your change from Pump 3.
After I got out of the hospital, my insurance company started giving me the runaround. I mean, I thought they were supposed to be on my side. Why am I paying so much money if they're just going to deny my claim?
Sorry to hear about that. Would you like fries with that?
I just don't know what to do. Do I even have a case? What do you think?
I don't really know, sweetie. I'm your mom, not your lawyer.
Don't talk to just anyone about your personal injury case. Call the law office of Kevin Flesh and get a professional opinion. Kevin will answer all of your questions, and he will help you to determine if you are entitled to compensation for your pain and suffering. Kevin Flesh has the experience and the knowledge to navigate the complicated maze created by the insurance companies designed to minimize your claim. If you've been injured in an accident, call Kevin Flesh at 303-806-8886 for a free consultation, and he'll help you get the compensation that you deserve.
Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at One Shot Gear in Englewood. If you are a hunter, you know that after a full year of training, shooting, and planning, when the season rolls around, you're lucky to get one shot at a trophy. At One Shot Gear, they've got you covered with the largest selection of premium hunting gear in Colorado, like Blosser Rifles, Sitka Gear, and Night Force Optics. The One Shot Gear team has the experience, so they can help you find exactly what you need for the hunt of a lifetime. When only the best will do, choose One Shot Gear, located at 4720 South Santa Fe Circle in Englewood. One Shot Gear is your premium hunting gear headquarters. Call 303-284-3828. That's 303-284-3828. If Sitka makes it, One Shot Gear has it. They're the largest stocking dealer in Colorado. Ask for Grant. Tell him Sportsman of Colorado sent you. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and you receive 10% off of all clothing and boots. One Shot Gear is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
Hi, Dan Johnson with Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. And right now we're selling all 2017 Chevrolets at employee supplier pricing, plus all the rebates, for a total of up to $11,000 off on some vehicles. And we need your trade-ins, and we'll pay the highest prices anywhere, whether you owe money on it or not. Give us a chance. You won't be sorry. I guarantee you that nobody can sell you a Chevrolet for less than Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. Go east and pay the lease. Lynn Lyle Chevrolet, I-225 in East Colfax, or on the web at LynnLyleChevy.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Wake up with Steve Curtis, weekday mornings at 6 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Sports Colorado. My name is Scott Watley. Thank you so much for being with us today. Again, an all clarification here, we had to pre-tape those segments there with Lisa and Donnell, and you have about 15 minutes to get to the Cabela's in Lone Tree, and they will be doing a seminar here in just about 15 minutes at 2 o'clock at the Cabela's in Lone Tree. So if you're around that area, go by and see them and tell them we told you to come see them from the show here, okay? And again, we'll be getting them back on. Well, now we're going to switch over a little bit. And, gentlemen, we had on a couple of weeks ago, and I was actually out, so I want to get them back in studio, and that's American Heroes in Action. And Mr. Dave Prophet, again, this is a great organization that really helps a lot of our veterans. And we've got a big event coming up April 29th, and that is going to be a great banquet at the Castle Event Center. And we're going to talk a little bit about that. But first of all, I will welcome Mr. Dave Prophet. How are you, sir?
Doing well, Scott. Thank you.
Great to see you. Boy, you've been busy, man, working on the getting this banquet already. It's a lot
there
of work.
There is a lot of activity, a lot of activity.
Absolutely. And also in studio, we have Brian Long. Brian, welcome.
Hey, thanks, Scott. Thanks for having us.
And Brian is a veteran, and so thank you for your service, first of all.
Absolutely.
We appreciate that. And Brian's going to chip in here in a minute and tell a little bit about what his involvement is with American Heroes in Action at first. But, Dave, for those that maybe missed you a couple of weeks ago,
Tell us just a little bit about the organization.
Right. American Heroes in Action is a nonprofit organization providing hunting trips, fishing trips, and other outdoor adventures to combat wounded veterans and other American heroes.
Wow. Sounds great. I love the name, too, American Heroes in Action. They still get some, but some fun action here. Get out. And like you say, when we say the word therapeutic, that is really what it, because I think what I get to enjoy, you know, after just a hard week at work, it's therapeutic to get out and hunt. I can't imagine, and say that with all sincerity, what it's like to come back after, you know, being at war or being in combat and, you know, being injured, losing friends, all of that, of what it must feel like just to get out and be in the outdoors.
Well, the outdoor therapy really works, and that's what American Heroes in Action does for our combat wounded veterans, as well as injured firefighters and injured members of law enforcement.
Right. So, Brian, tell us about your service and what area you served in.
Absolutely. So, Scott, I was in the Air Force as a flying crew chief from 1999 to 2005.
Now, you're a big guy, dude.
Yeah.
You must have had a big cockpit in there.
Well, I can honestly, since I got out in 2005, I got a little bigger, but yeah.
I didn't mean it that way. Just a big guy.
It was tough at some points on those aircrafts getting into, like, the boom pod wasn't all that big, so it was a little tough to kind of squeeze in there at times. But
you always know you wanted to do that growing up as a kid?
I've always had just loved airplanes and jets. And where I'm from in northern Michigan, we always had an air show every year. I'm from Traverse City, Michigan. It's the cherry capital of the world, so we always had the Cherry Festival, and there'd always be the Blue Angels or the Red Barons or all these
Thunderbirds,
different
aircraft. Probably.
Thunderbirds, too. So I just loved that. And I thought about becoming a pilot, but take it right back to being a little bit too tall. So it didn't work out for that. So I figured, let's do the next best thing. I mean, all I did was fly around the world for 6 years and met some great new people, new friends, and just people I keep in touch with today and will for the rest of my life. So,
right. Well, that's great. So, Dave, April 29th, again, a big banquet for us and really first annual. It's our first one.
First annual American Heroes in Action fundraising banquet, Denver, Colorado.
So what can those expect that are going to be there that night?
Well, the banquet tickets are $50 a person or $90 a couple, and that includes steak or salmon dinner. Our doors open at 4:30, and we'll have free Coors and Coors Light. We'll have opportunities to buy several different raffle tickets and win guns and other great prizes. And there will be a silent auction. At 6 o'clock, dinner is served, and again, it's steak or salmon. And at 7, we've got a live auction with a lot of great, exciting items. For example, just this week, I set up a hog hunt for two in Texas from a helicopter.
Oh, no. Wow. Okay. I'm going to have my wife go out of town, so she won't be there for that, because I may have to bid on that. I'm telling you, I've always wanted to do that from a helicopter. So, yeah, that is really awesome. And then any of the others you want to share, or you want to keep them a secret?
Well, we have several different guns.
All right.
I've got a week-long fishing trip in Alaska. I've got a 3-day pheasant hunt in South Dakota for four people. And if you are the high bidder, you're going to take four combat wounded veterans with you on that hunt as well. So it's really a pheasant hunt for eight. We've got several hunting and fishing trips in Colorado.
Okay.
And things for the house, things for the car, artwork, jewelry.
Cool. And I tell you, it takes a lot of people to do this. Now, let's say we've got some folks listening today and they go, boy, this sounds great what you're doing. Do you need any help? Is there anything we could do besides financially? And we need your help financially to come and bid on things and spend some money to get some money for the organization to help Dave and his team do what they do for our veterans. But sometimes just having some volunteers there to help.
We can always use volunteers.
Okay.
And there is a opportunity to reach me through the website, AmericanHeroesInAction.org. And I'm also looking for more volunteers. We're going to have more activity in 2017. In 2016, we took 51 participants on 12 adventures in two different states. Our goal for 2017 is to double or better all of those numbers.
Wow.
Okay. So we have room for more veterans to join us as well.
Okay. So now for veterans, they're listening to this show and they say, man, I didn't even know there was something like this where I could maybe go out and hunt or fish or just do one of these adventures. They go to the website. How do you go about selecting those people that go?
Well, we have our veterans complete the applicant portion of our website. There's an applicants tab. And the adventures are little or no cost to the veterans. There's some gas money maybe to get somewhere we're going. But once we get there, we're going to pay for licenses. We're going to pay for ammunition. We're going to pay for fishing gear. We're going to pay. We'll cover all of the expenses. And my first priority is to combat wounded veterans who've never gone on an adventure with us before.
Okay.
My next priority is to combat wounded veterans who have gone with us before. Then I will take any veteran. And if I still have room for an adventure, I will take active duty military as well.
Okay. Boy, great organization. Again, you can go to AmericanHeroesInAction.org for more information. Again, the banquet will be April 29th. Now, listen, if you're I was talking with Dave a little bit during a break a while ago, and if you're a corporate person out there, this is a 100% tax deduction, right?
Should be.
Okay, should be.
Consult your tax advisor.
All right, yeah, we don't give tax advice here. But it is a great organization, and boy, come to this banquet if you'd like to buy a corporate table. You know, a lot of times people go out and do corporate things for their staff and salespeople and all that, but just doing some kind of activity. Come to a banquet like this, meet some veterans, show your thanks to them for their service, and bid on some great items and go on some great hunts and some fishing trips, it sounds like, in Alaska. And I tell you, I've been in Alaska last year fishing, and I'm telling you, no matter where you go in that state, I promise you, it'll be a beautiful trip and a great trip. Now, Brian, you've been on a few of these, and we got about 5 minutes left here, but you've been on a few of these hunts. Just talk what that's meant to you personally, and then as you talk to the other veterans at the end of the day, boy, what did they feel like after getting out?
Absolutely, yeah. No, my very first trip with Dave was a pheasant hunt. We went out to Strasburg and did a pheasant hunt. It was just, we got there, and like you said, we just drove out. We all met here in Denver and drove out there, and He brought lunch. We all had ammunition. Everything was paid for, and so not only do we get some of these guys outside, out of the house, and get their mind off whatever is bothering them. It's truly effective. It is a true therapeutic. Like you said, it's outdoor therapy.
Right.
It is true. So it gives us veterans a chance to, again, get out and be with your brothers and sisters you served with. It opens up the idea of one veteran may know something about a benefit that the rest of us don't.
Right.
So it kind of spreads a little information, but it's just a lot of fun. I mean, it's I've had a great time on the few that I've gone. I've gone on a fishing trip. We went up to South Dakota and did a 3-day weekend of pheasant hunting. And just to see some of these guys that probably haven't had a smile on their face for who knows how long, just to have a huge smile and laughing and just enjoying themselves, it's great. I mean, it's Dave, I know, this is a passion for him, and he loves it. And it was his dream to get something started like this, and he's done a wonderful job. And it's truly just it's a lot of fun. You meet a lot of good people, and it's a great cause, and it's truly effective for the guys who have a really hard time with just everyday life.
Right. And it, I mean, it is, Dave. I mean, got to wrap up here, but it is something that that you believe in, and I know that you really work hard at, because you want to do something and give back. And so, man, thank you for doing that.
Thank you. I know it's my pleasure.
I know they appreciated it, too. Well, Brian, great to meet you, man.
Yeah, you as well. Thank you, Scott.
Now, folks, listen, April 29th, come out. This will be at the Castle Event Center, and that's at 120th?
120th and I-25.
And I-25. And, again, you can go to AmericanHeroesInAction.org for more information. Now, a few other banquets we're involved in. Just want to throw some dates at you real quick before we get out of here today. March the 10th is the Rampart Range National Wild Turkey Federation Banquet. We've got the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation banquet. That's March 11th. I'll be emceeing that banquet, and that's out at the Westin Hotel over out off of 36th, Highway 36 out there. You can go to rmefdenver.org for your tickets there and information. Then our good friends at Outdoor Buddies, and again, they help veterans as well, and their banquet is April 22nd. So shoot me an email, Scott, at sportsmanofcolorado.com. If you have any questions about these banquets, we would love to see you there. Our show today was brought to you by Lynn Lyle Chevrolet and our good friends at Lone Tree Vet. Hey, I love these folks. We've trusted our pets to them for over 12 years now. Recently, our golden retriever started getting those legs that weren't working real good, kind of like I feel sometimes in the mornings. Took them over there, and boy, the good docs over there got her some great pills that she's taking now and some supplements, I should say, and boy, doing great. So I'm telling you, Lone Tree Vet is a place you can trust. And again, if you're looking for a place to board your pets, well, maybe while you go out and you are hunting or doing something like that, going on vacation, this is a great place. They do everything there. Just stop by sometime when you're in the Lone Tree area and tell them you heard about them on Sportsman of Colorado. Their number is 303-708-8050, 303-708-8050, LoneTreeVet.com. So, Dave, thank you very much.
Thank you, Scott.
And Brian, again, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Enjoyed it. I want to thank Lisa Thompson and Donnell Johnson. Also, again, just a couple of minutes, they'll be starting their intro to turkey seminar at Cabela's in Lone Tree. If you're close to that area, pull over and go in and see them. I promise you'll learn something about turkey hunting. Everyone have a great day. Sundays, 9 to 10 a.m. You can also hear Sportsman of Colorado now on KLZ 560. Everybody have a great weekend.
Expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker, commentators, hosts, their guests, and callers. They are not necessarily the views and opinions of Crawford Broadcasting or KLZ management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.